good news for all involved in junior soccer. The facilities out at Ballyar, which have come on so much in recent years, well, you're getting a further cash boost.
That's right, Chris. Yeah, we're delighted to receive news there during the week from John Delaney, the CEO of the FAI, who's willing to give us a $50,000 of a grant towards our development, our ongoing works out in Ballyar. You know, so we're absolutely delighted and thankful to John Delaney and Jim McConnell from the FAI for making this happen, Chris.
Now, for people who aren't familiar with Ballyar, located just, about 5-6 miles outside Letterkenny, it's the league headquarters, and for years there was the main pitch and then the stand and then there was a secondary pitch, and over the last couple of years, just bring us up to date as to what exactly you've been doing.
Yeah, well, Ballyar has been the league headquarters now for over 40 years, Chris, and to be honest, it hadn't been much done. Our pitch was giving us bother there this last number of years. During the winter months, it was we were unable to play Oscar trainer matches, and towards the end of the season, if there was any damp weather at all, it was unplayable for cup finals and that. So we made a decision there a few years ago to develop, and we started first of all and foremost with the pitch, and we secured the services of Pitch Dimensions, William Coyle and his team from Buchanan, and they laid a new grass pitch there last summer, so that was completed and is good to go and playable as of from the upcoming July, and that cost in around $100,000 for the pitch. And then we moved on to phase two, which now we're in the middle of phase two now, and this is where the FAI have come on board and helped us. And also, I'd like to mention Joe McHugh TD. He was very instrumental in helping us secure an $83,500 grant from the Sports Capital this year. That was towards floodlighting. So next week, the floodlights should be going up in Ballyar as well. We've secured a company from Cork to do that, and that will increase the number of games we can play on the pitch. We hope to play evening matches, Oscar trainers at weekends, or evenings, cup finals, possibly on the right as well in Ballyar. So it'll be brilliant for us to have that facility as well.
And beside the main pitch, there's a slightly smaller artificial playing surface.
Yeah, we have probably a 9-a-side astro field there this last number of years as well. And that 9-a-side astro field is heavily used during the winter months by all people, different codes, different organisations, Fin Harps, GA clubs, soccer clubs, athletics clubs. It's because of its size, it's in big demand there during the winter months. And again, we're lucky to have it, you know, so... When the pitch is finished, we hope to be able to use that during the week as well. Once we get the lights done, there's a fencing contractor, Owen Rogers from the north, is coming in to do a fencing, and we hope to finish it off in the ball stops and the footpath and all that around it. So hopefully by mid-July, we should have a state-of-the-art facility down there suitable for cup finals and the major games that we do have in the junior league in Donegal.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, over the years, the pitch certainly took its fair share of wear and tear, and conditions could have got a bit heavy at times. So this really is such a big welcome development, and with the floodlights, it really does give you so many more options.
Absolutely. It's going to increase our usage of the facility out there no end, and we hope to... I mean, it's going to be a facility that's first and foremost is there for... clubs within Donegal, you know, and Donegal League finals. I mean, even other clubs and Harps are using it extensively out there as well. So there'll be plenty of people, schoolboys teams, girls, ladies teams, loads of demand for it. And it'll let us now with the actual playing surface on it is immaculate, and it should be up there and around the same kind of standard as McGinn Park and Inishowen. So when we have a facility like that, it's only right that we should use it. And again, we mentioned John Delaney and Joe McHugh, but it wouldn't have been possible without the foresight and the help of all the clubs in the Donegal League as well, Chris. They've been funding this and backing this from day one for the last 4 or 5 years since we first mooted this whole development. So big credit to all those clubs involved as well.
Yeah, and talking about foresight, great credit to the people who years ago actually acquired the field out there to develop Ballyar, because it has seen so much action down through the years, and it's great for a league to have its own headquarters.
100%. We were very, very fortunate there when we did turn the first sod in it before the development began on the pitch there. We had the likes of Father Michael Sweeney, Hugh Strain's wife was there, Joe Duffy, and Mary McAteer, and people from the original Donegal League committee who did secure that land was Father Mike, who managed to buy the site for the league, and I think it's their foresight and it was fabulous for us. And now basically what we're doing is we're just carrying on and trying to improve and develop the facilities that are down there in Ballyar.
And just finally, Nigel, the Donegal League, three Sunday divisions, a couple of divisions in the Saturday League. It's one of the strongest and best run leagues in the whole country, and that would be widely recognised.
Yeah, well, so far so good, Chris. Things are going fantastic for us. You know, we're, as you say, with three divisions on the Sunday and a couple of divisions on the Saturday. We actually had a presentation there night in the Radisson Hotel in Kilkenny last night, and there was a crowd of over 320 there, and it was a fantastic occasion for the league, for junior football in the county. We had clubs such as Strand Rovers, Dunluce, Celtic, who never won trophies before in their existence. It was fantastic to see them there last night celebrating as well. And that's the thing with the junior league, different clubs emerge every year and we have different winners. Kildrum had a fantastic night there as well. They've done the double. Drumkeen haven't been there for years. It was a totally new bunch of winners, if you know what I mean, and that's good and that's healthy for the league as well, that it's not that different people have been rewarded every year. And we had a fantastic occasion there last night in the Radisson.
So finally, just to recap, the FAI through the Sports Capital Fund backing for Ballyar, and the new pitch with floodlights will be officially playable from July?
Yeah, that's right. No, we probably have two grants. We've got a grant from the Sports Capital, Chris, before Christmas there of $83,500 towards the floodlighting. This is a separate one now given by the FAI themselves. John Delaney came up and he's prepared to back his work we're doing. He's seen what we're doing and he's putting an FAI one-off grant of $50,000 towards the development as well. So we're absolutely delighted and thank John Delaney and Jim McConnell for that.